Joining us now is Belinda Ferguson, editor of the local Bribie Island and Surrounds newspaper, our very own community newspaper. Belinda is here to share what's making headlines locally this week. Good morning, Belinda, and welcome again to 101.5 FM.
Good morning, Rosemary. Good morning, listeners.
Now, you're going to tell us of all these amazing things that are happening in our amazing area.
Absolutely. An on-demand transport trial will begin later this year. Cherie has written an update regarding who the contract will be awarded to and how to book your ride. The Queensland Government Crime Report is in for 2024 and 2025. Cherie looks at how the implemented changes are slowly showing the desired results, especially on youth crime and the new adult crime, adult time repercussions. The long-awaited second bridge is becoming a reality which many of us didn't think we would see. Mm. We give you an update on this and a few other projects in our region. The Palmerstone Business Excellence Awards for 2026 are again showcasing the achievements of our local businesses. State Member for Palmerstone, Ariana Doolan, is hosting. We give you an insight into all the categories and what makes these awards so great for our business community. Chase gives us a rundown on the last match of the season for Warrabah Cricket Club, along with an update on how the Dolphins are going in the NRL. An election promise made by Christopher Lee government aimed at ensuring those with direct day-to-day hospital experience have a stronger voice in shaping policies and decisions in our hospitals have succeeded with new appointments being made to the Metro North Health. As usual, we cover a wide variety of local issues while showcasing our local businesses.
What a great wrap-up, Belinda. Thank you so much with what's happening around Bribie and Surrounds. From the exciting news about the Bribie Bridge, for goodness sake, to the Palmerstone.
Finally.
Yes, yes, yes. Let's say hurrah. And the Palmerstone Business Excellence Awards, they are so fantastic.
Important.
Lift morale amazingly. And there's certainly plenty going on, Belinda, isn't there?
There sure is. There's lots going on in our wonderful community.
Yeah. Yeah. And look, a huge thank you to you, Belinda Ferguson, the editor of the local, for joining us here this morning on 101.5 and for keeping us connected and informed on some of the things that matter most in our region. We appreciate your time, Belinda. And listeners, make sure you grab your copy of The Local to read all about this and a whole lot more. Is something missing? You can catch it again on 101.5fm.com.au. Thanks, Belinda.
Thank you, Rosemary. Thanks, listeners.